If you're purchasing a new home or refinancing your existing home, then you need to call Team Hochberg, your trusted local lender, 855-563-2843, or visit 56diva.com. Lower.com, Equal Housing Lender, MLS 112-4061.
So I found this story and from people.com, and I'm like, this is so weird. Elvis's genes might be mixed with a little John Travolta.
What?
Yeah. So court documents are claiming, this is through all this stuff going on with Lisa Marie Presley's inheritance and, you know, the estate and all that stuff. They're claiming that her daughter, Riley, is it Keo or Co? I don't know how you say her name. Allegedly donated her eggs to John Travolta and Kelly Preston so they could have their son, Benjamin, who is now 15.
What?
This is so weird. So this all came from these amended court documents. Travolta had reportedly previously used Lisa Marie's eggs, but
not sure. They're all Scientologists.
Yes.
Oh.
They're not sure if a child was produced because he had three children. The first one, Jet, passed away.
Right.
Then he had Ella and Benjamin. Well, Benjamin, who is 15, allegedly is Riley Coe's biological
brother.
Son. Well, yeah, because it's, yeah, because she's like in her 40s or 30s or whatever. So
wait, it was her eggs or Lisa Marie
it
eggs?
Was her eggs, because Lisa Marie Presley donated the eggs, and then John Travolta reportedly said, I don't want her eggs anymore, because they are, because she's, you know, an abuser or whatever. They
didn't
had
she have
said
a drug
she was
problem?
Yes, they said full, he actually quoted and said full of heroin, but I didn't want to say that.
Oh,
but I just
geez.
Did. But anyway, so they said that in exchange she was Riley gave her eggs and he gave her a Jaguar and $20,000.
Wow.
I don't know how true this is. It's from people.com. They're usually pretty reliable, but I thought it was the weirdest story that their 15-year-old son could be have Elvis jeans and John Travolta.
So
be a real
weird.
Good dancer, that's for sure.
Yeah.
He should be a very good dancer.
That's just all kinds
isn't
of
that
something.
Just a weird
isn't
story.
It?
Yeah, yeah, but hey, I looked at it and yeah, that's what they're saying. You're right, with the Scientology mixed in.
We're still giving Bob Kessler time to incorporate the fart machine
this
in his
gonna
story.
This is
going to
be a big challenge. Very, very difficult. Why don't I just do the story?
And okay.
You can tell me where I could possibly add that. Vogue magazine is out with its best dressed list for 2025, and there's a prominent Chicagoan. The person that we discussed as possibly being Chicagoan of the year, Pope Leo, is among the best dressed, according to Vogue magazine, known for breaking with the humble tastes of his predecessor, Pope Francis, but keeping his tailor and maintaining the papal legacy for fine-fitting liturgical vestments, inviting screen legends like Monica Bellucci and Kate Blanchett to the Vatican in a bid to modernize the church's image. So his best outfit of 2025, according to Vogue, is his first appearance as Pope. That was at St. Peter's Basilica in a red satin cape and wine red gold embroidered stole paired with a cross pendant on a gold silk cord. And no, I will not use the fart machine.
Not appropriate.
Yeah. It's
not appropriate.
It's the Pope. But I did see when I was looking at that article online for Vogue, they showed a picture of him in his White Sox hat. And I just looked at it and I thought, oh, they're saying he's best dressed because he has the White Sox hat on. But some of the other people in that article, like Justin Bieber and Timothy Chalamet, I'm like, those are good clothes now. I don't mean to sound old, but I was like, what are they wearing?
Coleman Domingo, the actor, I thought he was a good choice. Tyler, the creator, also good choice. Creative there, obviously. But in the Pope, of course. I just assumed the Pope just wore Pope clothes, and they were very simple uniform vestments that are the same from one Pope to the next, but obviously there's some choice in the matter.
Who knew?
Yeah.
What do you have, Kevin?
A Star Wars auction set another record. The painting that introduced Star Wars to the world nearly 50 years ago and was reproduced in a movie poster sold at auction for $3.8 million. The acrylic and airbrush painting by the artist and movie poster designer Tom Young first appeared in newspaper advertisements in May of 1977, a couple of weeks before the movie was released. And it started at $1 million. The Star Wars stuff always goes for big money. $3.8 million for the movie poster.
Isn't that crazy? And at the time, nobody had any idea whether it would be a hit and what they could have held on to and what it might be worth today.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. All right, Bob has your news coming up next from the Northwestern Medicine Newsroom.